Chapter 14. It happened in the days of Amraphel, king of Shinar, Arioch, king of Elisar, Kedorlaomer, king of Elam, and Tidal, king of Goim, that they made war with Berar, king of Sodom, and with Bersia, king of Gomorrah, Shinab, king of Adma, and Shemeba, king of Zebozim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar. All these joined together in the valley of Siddim, that is, the Salt Sea. 12 years they served Kedorlaomer, and in the 13th year, they rebelled. In the 14th year, Kedorlaomer and the kings allied with him came and attacked the Rephaim in Ashtaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim in Ham, and the Emim in Shavikiriathaim, and the Horite, in the hills of Seir, to Elparan, which is near the desert. They returned, and came to En-Mishpat, that is, Kadesh, and attacked all the country of the Amalekites, and also the Amorites, that lived in Hajajo-Tamar. The king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adma, and the king of Zebozim, and the king of Bela, that is, Zoar, came out, and they took up battle positions in the valley of Siddim against Kedorlaomer king of Elam, and Tidal king of Goim, and Amraphel king of Shinar, and Arioch king of Elisar, 4 kings against 5. Now the valley of Siddim was full of tar pits, and the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah fled, and they fell there, and those who remained fled to the hills. They took all the possessions of Sodom and Gomorrah, and all their food, and left. They also took Lot, Abram's brother's son, who lived in Sodom, and his possessions, and departed. One who had escaped came and told Abram, the Hebrew. Now he lived by the oaks of Mamre, the Amorite, brother of Eshcol, and brother of Anah, and these were allies of Abram. When Abram heard that his relative was taken captive, he mobilized his trained men, born in his house, 318, and pursued as far as Dan. He divided his forces against them at night, he and his servants, and attacked them, and pursued them to Hobah, which is north of Damascus. He brought back all the possessions, and also brought back his relative, Lot, and his possessions, as well as the women and the other people. The king of Sodom went out to meet him, after his return from the defeat of Kedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, at the valley of Shaveh, that is, the king's valley. Melchizedek king of Salem brought out bread and wine. Now he was priest of God Most High. He blessed him, and said, "Blessed be Abram by God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, and blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand." And he gave him a tenth of everything. Now the king of Sodom said to Abram, "Give me the people, and take the possessions for yourself." Abram said to the king of Sodom, "I have lifted up my hand to God Most High, maker of heaven and earth, that I will not take a thread nor a sandal strap nor anything that is yours, lest you should say, 'I have made Abram rich.' I will accept nothing from you except that which the young men have eaten, and the portion of the men who went with me, Anah, Eshcol, and Mamre. Let them take their portion."